Before the Mehdi, mankind has suffered under terrible moral degeneration and injustice. With the coming of the Mehdi, there will be an environment of true justice, peace, and security in all sections of society. The never-before-seen justice of the Mehdi is discussed in these terms in the Hadith. He, the Mehdi, will distribute wealth evenly among people. His justice will permeate everywhere. Earth, replete with violence and wickedness, will overflow with justice upon his arrival. During the time of Mehdi, justice will prevail to such an extent that every possession taken by force will be returned to his owner. Furthermore, some other person's thing, even if it rests within one's teeth, will be given back to its owner. Security will permeate all over earth, and even a few women will be able to fulfill their Hajj without the company of men. God has commanded the faithful to always uphold justice. For that reason, under an administration in which Islamic values are lived by, justice will also be fully enjoyed. One verse of the Quran's commanding that right and justice should prevail reads, God commands justice and doing good and giving to relatives, and He forbids indecency and doing wrong and tyranny. He warns you so that hopefully you will pay heed. Images of starving children or people trying to kill each other for a single loaf of bread immediately bring social justice to mind. The fact that the assets of the wealthiest 200 people in the world is equivalent to that of 2.5 billion people is the clearest indication of the unjust system currently prevailing in the world. Money spent solely for pleasure and dissolution could represent hope for hundreds of thousands of starving people who are currently left to their own devices. In his verses, God describes the characters of people who refuse to help the needy. No, indeed, you do not honor orphans, nor do you urge the feeding of the poor. You devour inheritance with voracious appetites, and you have an insatiable love of wealth. These are the results of moral degeneration, such as selfishness, thinking of one's own interests, and the disappearance of feelings of solidarity and cooperation. The only solution is for people to live by the moral values of Islam. People possessed of the moral values described in the Quran are just, affectionate, and compassionate. They help the needy, and only through the existence of such people can the dream of justice and the life of abundance and plenty on earth become a reality. One very important result of the great justice which will be experienced in the time of the Mehdi is that warring societies will achieve a climate of peace. When we look at the world map today, we see that wars that have lasted for years and cost the lives of hundreds of thousands of people have spread over a wide part of the world. In Bosnia, Macedonia, Chechnya, Palestine, and many other regions, Muslim communities have suffered, and some are still suffering terribly in wars that have lasted for years. As a result of the moral values of the Quran that will spread over the globe with the coming of the Mahdi, these clashes and wars will come to a close in the Golden Age, and the time of years of war and conflict will come to an end. Peace and security will prevail all over the world, and the billions of dollars that are now spent on war will instead be spent on people's comfort, peace, and well-being. The Golden Age is a time when a life similar to that in paradise will be experienced here on earth. This period is a miniature model of paradise and the foreteller of it, a blessing from God to the faithful. This age, which every Muslim will wish to see, with its abundance and plenty, and the climate of peace it will bring with it, is a great reward in this life for those who believe in God. It is most certainly a great honor for all Muslims to be given the glad tidings of this blessed time. The magnificent age will come to pass by means of the Mahdi, and thanks to the superior moral values that will spread all over the world. Those values are, of course, those of the Quran. As we saw in our previous film, the portents of the coming of the Mahdi have come about, one after the other, in a very short space of time, just as described by our Prophet. It appears that the Golden Age foretold by the Prophet is close at hand. This age is actually a model in miniature and a foreteller of paradise. The duty which falls to all mankind is to seek to attain the state of mind, conscience, and faith befitting this magnificent time that God will grant to His faithful servants. It will be seen that people who adhere closely to the moral values of the Quran and abandon such ideologies as materialism and atheism will enter the gates of the Golden Age, the foreteller of paradise, together. In Surah 43, God describes paradise thus. Believers will be told, "Enter paradise, you and your wives, delighting in your joy. Platters and cups of gold will be passed around among them, and they will have there all that their hearts desire and their eyes find delight in. You will remain in it timelessly, forever. That is paradise you will inherit for what you did. There will be many fruits in it for you to eat."